You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Andy Holding taking a look at a 7-race programme for you at Punchestown on this Sunday, February the 11th. We've got a good, wide and varied card for you here this afternoon. We've got a traditional Banks race to begin proceedings at 1:40. And then we've got a listed hurdle as we spice up the quality in the 2:40 with five runners going to post there. The big betting race of the day, without a shadow of a doubt, is the Grand National Trial, which comes up at 4:20 with hopefully all 20 runners going to post. So that'll take some sorting out.
Race 1.
As well, indeed, the first race, as we mentioned, which is the 1:40. It's a cross-country race in which Avignon bids to repeat last year's success for the all-conquering Edna Bulger stable in this sphere. Unfortunately, this horse, when we last saw him, rather uncharacteristically fell in the cross-country event at Cheltenham at the Paddy Power meeting. But providing that fall has left no unlasting damage, then he's every chance of repeating the dose when he won last year from Usual Surfer in quite comfortable fashion. He jumped and travelled as well as he often does, and he sealed the issue with a good jump at the last and stayed in quite strongly. Back in third was Ballybroker Bridge, and fourth was Colour Squadron, to give that form a good strong look about it. And one would imagine that the Cheltenham Festival cross-country race would definitely come into this horse's radar, having finished fourth to Cause of Causes last season, of course. Ground won't be a problem for him, whereas his main market rival, Cantlow, would probably could do with slightly better ground. So Avignon, quite a confident vote there in the first.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, which comes up at 2:10. And no doubt all eyes here will be on Kessel Ring, who shaped quite encouragingly on his first start for the Willie Mullins stable in what's turning out to be a red-hot maiden hurdle over this course last time out. The winner, of course, Impact Factor, had chased home Paloma Blue on his previous run, and he was a well-back winning favourite. But both the second and the third horses out of that race, Eagle Lion and Gundigger, have gone on to win subsequently, particularly the second, Egan Lyle. I think he's second or third favourite to repeat the dose for Patrick Kelly and Connections following Presenting Percy's victory in the per tenth final last year, and I think he's in line for that particular race. So he was up a decent standard of opponent on that occasion. I think the step up in triple suit him, he just looked as though he got a little bit tired and a bit outpaced by the leading protagonists. If you're looking for something at a bigger price from an each way perspective, and I do think Percy Veer will outrun his odds. He got well beat by a horse called Beyond the Law when last seen in Down in Limerick, but the winner's gone on to win a conditions race next time. And I do like the way this horse stayed on quite nicely in the latter stages, so he's won either without the favourite or from an each way stance.
Race number 3.
On to the 2:40 then. My best bet of the card runs here in the shape of Riders on the Storm. I'm a big fan of this horse. He caught the eye first time out in what's turned out to be a very good maiden hurdle at Navan early on in the season. A race, of course, which was won by Speakeasy. A whole host of horses went on to win subsequently out of that. And the way he travelled in that race, he definitely suggested that he's a winner waiting to happen. He was back from 5-1 to 6-4 to land a bit of a punt over the Christmas period. But unfortunately, he almost travelled too well for his own good. And in the end, the energy that he expended cost him in a driving finish with Great Tango. Next time out, he settled much better, travelled really well in behind the speed of what turned out to be a very good and competitive novice hurdle. And in the end, he won quite snugly by 2 3/4 lengths, despite his main market rival, Spades and Trumps, chucking his winning chance away with a mistake throughout. I think the form of that race is pretty particularly good in the context of today's race. And although he faces a couple of nice horses in the shape of Hardline and another Barney, providing that Johnny Slevin can get him settled, switch him off, he's certainly got the qualities to take a race of this nature.
Race 4.
On to the handicap hurdle, it comes up at 3:15. The Swing Bridge bids to atone for his unlucky defeat last time out over fences here. He seemed to have everything in safekeeping as he come to the second last, the one on the corner. Unfortunately, Horse and Jockey just had a miscalculation. The horse completely dived at the fence, headbutted it, and he ended up coming out of the, going into it 3 or 4 lengths ahead on the bridle to coming out of it 4 or 5 lengths behind and off it. He could never get back into the race, and even though he plugged on to finish third, the die was cast. He's got some good form over hurdles, as he showed the time before when he chased down Wee Small Hours in a similar race to this at Navan. And from yard, obviously going really well at the moment, and the jockey riding out of his skin, I'd expect Swinbridge to finally get his head in front after a series of placed efforts.
Race 5.
On to the big hunter chase then of the afternoon. It's the big clash between Gilgenbauer and Burning Ambition. Now, Gilgenbauer is arguably the classier of the two on the official ratings because he comes from graded races further down the line. But he's up against a really good opponent here. I've been hugely impressed with. He gets on particularly well with Robbie James, this Burning Ambition. And he's unbeaten in his last 6 races between the flags and indeed under rules where he proved far too good last time out at Limerick. Always travelling supremely easily that day. You never have to come out of second gear to win on that occasion, and I think there's a good opportunity for him here today to put his talents on show and perhaps put himself in line for a tilt at the Fox Hunters at the Cheltenham Festival itself. I just think he's a value bet out of the two. I'm not saying he's absolutely guaranteed to beat Gilgenbauer because he is a solid and worthy favourite, but at 7-4 I'm going to go with Burning Ambition because I do think there's a little bit more upside in his price.
Race number 6.
On to the 4:20, the big betting race of the afternoon then, and a really competitive contest as you'd expect for the money. I think there's a real good shortlist here which you could mention. Definitely Maldini would have been one of them, but he's a non-runner. Which leads me on to the couple that I'd throw in against the field. Bay Delisle, she won this race last year under a good tactical ride from Katie Walsh, setting off to make out all the running this horse. Never ever looked like getting beat. And in the end, she won with quite a bit to spare over what has to be considered a really good and competitive field. She ran really well over an inadequate trip last time out in a race won by De Benno, but that form of that race has worked out really well. And stepping back up to a distance more in keeping with its overall profile, I'd expect this horse, who of course finished 5th behind Native River in last season's Welsh Grand National, to run a huge race at a track where his form figures on his last 3 runs read 1-2-1. So I ran about 10-1 this morning. Bay Delisle would be my number one choice. But I do think another one further down the line is worth a mention. That's Forever Gold, who often runs well in these kind of races. Punchestown, Fairy House, 3.5 miles on a right-handed track. He really does seem to come on into his own. And you've only got to look at some of his best performances in his career, such as second to Fletcher's Flyer in a big valuable contest over 3.6 at the Punchestown Festival 2 years ago. And, of course, he's second behind Presenting Percy in a race similar to this at Fairy House a couple of starts ago, to suggest he's easily up to the standard of this race. Indeed, he would have finished in the frame had he not unseated his rider at the last in the Paddy Power Chase at the Leopardstown Christmas Festival when last seen. So, providing he can avoid the mishaps which sometimes have plagued his career, I do think Forever Gold at double figure odds is also worth a look. So, 2 against the field there, Bay Delisle and Forever Gold.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and once again it's Messrs Mullins and Gordon Elliott who star the show here in this concluding bumper. And Getaway John is my choice here in the hands of Jamie Codd. This horse finished 3rd behind a horse who I quite rate called Early Doors on his first start at this track this time last year. And off the back of the thick end of a year off the track, he ran just as an encouraging race last time out at Fairy House when he chased down Wally Mullins' called Tornado Flyer. The pair will pull well clear, and I do like this horse's attitude. He's no great shakes, but he's certainly heart in the right place, and he's got the ability to beat Castle North, of course, hasn't run for the thick end of 442 days. Okay, that's it. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Friday at the very least, because we're going to be taking a look at the Dundalk programme. Of course, if there is abandonments on Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday, I'll be here to cover any Irish card that doesn't go onto the main programme. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.